Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is not only the political capital of the state of Israel, but it is the universal capital as well. And that is forever. That's the headline. David James will come to this broadcast table with his Bible in hand to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I thought it would be pretty helpful for us to think about the significance of Jerusalem.
And certainly there is no more important city in all of the world. Not only is it the capital of Israel and ultimately will be the capital of the world, and it will actually be the capital of the universe and the capital of God's theocratic kingdom, not only during the millennial reign of Christ, but then in the new heavens and the new earth, it will be the headquarters of God's theocratic kingdom for all eternity. So I think it's always right and helpful for us to bring attention to that and to help our listeners really understand this, because we're living in a time where the vast majority of the world, in fact, even the vast majority of Christendom, would deny those facts.
Well, certainly the region surrounding Jerusalem figures into God's plan from the very first to the very last chapter of the Bible.
Well, that's right. It's mentioned hundreds of times. And as we know, the rabbis actually believe that Mount Moriah, which is where Abraham was going to sacrifice his son Isaac, and where ultimately the Holy of Holies stood in the first and second temples, that was actually the foundation stone upon which God created Adam. But clearly, that place, which is also identified as Zion and also as God's holy mountain, which is symbolic of God's place of rule throughout the universe, the holy mountain of God, that's traced all the way through Scripture. And it seems like every time we turn around in Scripture that the emphasis comes back there. And ultimately, there will be an earthly Jerusalem. But then we also read at the end of Revelation that the new Jerusalem was descending out of heaven as a bride adorned for her wedding. So it would just really be impossible to overstate the significance of the holy city of Jerusalem.
David James with Bible in hand, giving us the significance of the city of Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The word Jerusalem is mentioned 764 times in the Bible, from Genesis all the way through to Revelation. The Bible tells us that Jerusalem is the political capital of Israel. That's 2 Samuel chapter 5. It is also the spiritual capital of the Jewish state, 2 Samuel chapter 6, and the eternal capital of Israel, and in fact the entire universe as well. That's 2 Samuel chapter 7. This information all according to God's plan for the holy city, Jerusalem, forever. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...